In the IFM Heartbeat, we are gearing up for this year's Vrystaat Arts Festival, 15 to 19 July, celebrating 25 years of the arts. And of course, we cannot have this wonderful art exhibition and performance and showcase in Central South Africa without Ulevenay's Art Museum also getting on board. Curator Esther Leroux joins me. Esther, welcome to IFM.
Thank you, Yolanda. Thanks for the opportunity.
Ulevenhuis have also decided to be part of this year's Vrystaat Arts Festival. You have three various exhibitions taking place in that time. Tell me a little bit about what you have planned.
All three exhibitions is part of our solo exhibitions program, where we selected solo exhibitions to take place over the next few years. And the nice thing about this year's lineup for the Vrystaat Arts Festival is it's all three female artists.
Ooh, nice.
Presenting their solo exhibitions.
Firstly, we have One Thing Leads to Another. What can we expect there and where will it be presented?
One Thing Leads to Another is a solo exhibition by Bronwyn Findlay, well-known South African artist. And her exhibition consists of mostly large and colourful textured paintings. And she finds inspiration by trying to find beauty in things which might seem insignificant or not of great importance, or the ordinary or the everyday, and it's really beautiful artworks to experience.
And this will be at the main building, am I right?
Yes.
Then we have What Remains Through Time, Slowness and Stillness. Who's the artist and what can we expect?
Sonia Rademe is the artist, and she's presenting very exciting, I also want to call it a project rather than just an exhibition. She describes a very layered and multifaceted exhibition as a decolonizing collaborative exhibition with community and more than human kin as epistemic partners. And these partners are garden snails.
What? Listen, there's always something unexpected when it comes to the creatives, and that is amazing. This will be presented in the reservoir, am I right?
Yes, yes.
Then the third exhibition at Ulevenhuis Art Museum for this year's Vrystaat Arts Festival is Soliloquy. It's the untold story of Sleeping Beauty's Dreams. Esther, what's happening with this exhibition?
These are beautiful, large-scale drawings, exquisitely done in graphite and pencil on paper. And Lisa explores universal archetypes and uses symbolic imagery to communicate a personal story, which takes form then visually.
And this is also at the Annex Gallery at Ulevenhuis. All three of these exhibitions are completely different from one another, and this is going to be a very interesting journey. So if you have some time during the Vrystaat Arts Festival, go on through to Ulevenhuis Art Museum in Bloemfontein and let's support these talented ladies and their exhibitions. Anything else we need to add? Entrance is free at Ulevenhuis?
Yes, it's only a parking fee of 10 rand per vehicle. And also we've got a combined opening of all three of these exhibitions on 15 July at 6 o'clock and everyone's welcome.
Let's go show support for these artists and have conversations that really matter and that stimulate our own creative thoughts. These are the three productions, or rather the exhibitions. One which is kind of like a production. One Thing Leads to Another. What Remains Through Time, Slowness and Stillness. And Soliloquy, the Untold Story of Sleeping Beauty's Dreams. On during the Vrystaat Arts Festival at Ulevenhuis Art Museum in Bloemfontein. You can go read more under Lifestyle at ofm.co.za. Esther Leroux is curator at Ulevenhuis Art Museum. Thank you for joining us, and may you guys have such a successful Vrystaat Arts Festival.
Thank you so much, Yolanda. It's always a pleasure.